Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 380. I hope you all are well. Any feedback or questions, please send to Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org. That's the number 4. So today I wanted to discuss a random pasuk in Mishlei, nothing to do with the parsha, just the pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Tes Vav Pasuk Chav Gimel, Simcha lo ish b'ma'ane piv v'davar b'ito matov. A ready response is a joy to man, v'davar b'ito matov, and how good is a word rightly timed. So I figure, let's talk about timing and particularly the meaning of this pasuk. Of course, every pasuk in Mishlei is understood in a variety of different ways by the Gemara, the Midrashim, the Rishonim, the Achronim. So I wanted to go through some of the different perspectives about this pasuk. What are we talking about? The value of a word rightly timed. So there's an esoteric explanation in Bereishis Rabba. It talks about how Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar, when God created the world, that was V'davar Be'ito Matov, that phrase of God that created the world was in its appropriate time, referring to that being the right time for creation. The idea being that there was 974 generations that came before creation, whatever exactly that means, and the world was created in its proper time. It wasn't created even a moment earlier. But more practical, there is a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, Reb Zera Amar Mehacha, Simcha Le'ish B'ma'an Epiv V'davar B'ito Matov, quotes this pasuk, Eim Azai Simcha Le'ish B'zman Shema'an Epiv, when does a person have joy? When an answer related to Torah study is in his mouth, when a person has the right response. Lashon Acher, the Gemara says, Eim Asai Simcha Le'ish B'ma'an Epiv B'simcha Shedavar B'ito Matov. The first half of the pasuk is the question, when do you have the joy? When do you have this feeling of satisfaction? When you're able to respond, davar b'ito matov, capable of saying an answer in its proper time. Rashi says, what is this talking about? What's going on over here? Rashi says, sheyodea l'drosh hilchos chag b'chag, you're able to appropriately respond to the topical issues, things that are going on in the time. You're not sure exactly what's going on. It could be a holiday, it could be a special event, it could be something going on in the world, and you have an appropriate Torah answer to the question. That's what it means over here. Davar Acher, Rashi says, another interpretation, Emesai Simcha Le'ish, when are you happy, when are you satisfied with your learning? Bizman Shiesh L'mana K'sheshola Mimenu Davar Halacha. The idea of learning is having knowledge. Having knowledge is necessary, different things in different times. So being able to respond in this proper time is the satisfaction that the pasuk is talking about. In the Tevas Gome Sefer, in his introduction, he says, you know, you have sometimes people have a tremendous joy from saying some sort of chiddush, some sort of novel idea that they came up with. He says, ki ho'ish ha'choshev ha'mechadesh, a person who comes up with novel ideas benefits from them. He feels great. Even if he says them and shares them not in their proper time, he has an incredible amount of satisfaction. Aval, and now he explains the second half of the verse, aval hashomim, but the people who are listening, im omer shlo bismanam, if, let's say, you know, I come up with this incredible chiddush, this great idea when it comes to Pesach, but I'm not sharing it till Sukkot, shlo bismanam hadimyon yomar hilchos sukkah b'purim v'pesach, o ayidei kein me'inyin Pesach v'sukkah v'simchas beis hashoeva, if I mess up the holidays and I speak about things that are totally inappropriate in the time, the one who is listening will not really appreciate it to the same extent. The one who is speaking, the one who came up with the idea, he might love it because that's on his mind, but davar b'ito matov, it should be appropriate to the listener that they understand the context and they understand what's relevant to them, so that they'll gain more appreciation from it. That's another idea, that the Torah that you teach or the Torah that you share should be A, appropriate to respond to when it's appropriate time. You should have the answer to questions as they are relevant, and the Torah that you teach should be appropriate to the crowd as well in its proper time, and not just because you want to teach it. Okay, another explanation comes from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, really interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, "Akorei pasuk shel shir hashirim, v'osa osan kimin zemer." One who reads a pasuk in shir hashirim. Now, there's a question about whether or not this only applies to shir hashirim, but let's assume it applies to all pasukim. But one who quotes a pasuk in shir hashirim and makes it into a song. Now, we actually do this a lot. The "Akorei pasuk b'vis mishtos below zmano." And one who reads, let's say, a pasuk in a beis mishtos, a banquet house, and not at its appropriate time. There's no context for the pasuk. It's not appropriate. Mevi ra'a la'olam, brings bad to the world. Why? The Torah girds itself in sackcloth, so to speak. Ve'omedes lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stands before God, ve'omeres lefanav, and says, Ribono shel olam, asuni banecha kikinu shemenagdin baleitzim. They turn me into a harp on which clowns play. You know, all I've become is sort of this plaything, and people are using me totally inappropriately. And so whether or not this is referring to a person who's really singing the words of Shir HaShirim, a love song, towards and expressive of the relationship that he has with God, that is not so clear. But assuming that we're talking about a person who uses the words not appropriately, not referring to his relationship with God, for sure, that would be inappropriate. Amar la, so God says to the Torah, Biti, b'shasha ochlem b'shosan b'mayisasku, meaning, so to speak, the psukim themselves have a problem. How could you use me so incorrectly? So the way the Gemara phrases it, God says to the Torah, so then what should people do? You know, what should people be busy with at their meals? Amar lefanav. So the Torah, so to speak, answers, Ribono shel olam, God, imbali mikrahein, if they can learn chumash, yasku b'torah v'nimiyin k'suvim, let them learn Tanakh. Imbali mishnahein, yasku b'mishnah b'halachas of agados, they should learn halachas. Imbali talmudhein, if they have a greater degree of discernment, and they can figure out even more, yasku b'hilchos pesach pesach, b'hilchos ateres b'ateres, b'hilchos chag b'chag, they should learn the laws of the halachos, the appropriate halachos, in their proper time. So the Gemara there says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishimon Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya says, Kol hakari pasuk bizmano, one who reads a pasuk in its appropriate time, mevi tova li olam, brings good to the world. So this is the opposite of a person who uses a pasuk inappropriately, meaning one who understands the deeper meaning of a pasuk. Every pasuk, every verse in the Torah and Tanakh has its appropriate time. It's speaking to a context, it's speaking to a situation, and if you plug in to that moment and you read the pasuk, then there's an incredible meaning and it brings good to the world. How this is understood. So Maseches Tanos, Maseches Sofrim says, Kol hamazkir pasuk ba'onoso, mala alav ki'ilu banam mizbeach chadash v'hikrav alav karban. A person who uses a pasuk in its proper time, it's like building a mizbeach, like building an altar, bringing a karban, meaning you are using that pasuk in its most appropriate form of service. You're using it, and specifically here, the context of this is the Mizmar, the Shir Shalyom, the Shir Shahalavim Amru Omrim Beis HaMikdash. Every single day there was another paragraph, as you know, in the Siddur at the end of davening, we have an individual paragraph for every single day of the week, and those paragraphs are appropriate for those days. Now, each one is its own discussion. Some of them are actually a little bit esoteric, what those paragraphs have to do with those particular days of the week, but the idea being that every pasuk has some appropriate time for it, and discovering and researching and understanding the pasuk in its deepest way will point you to the appropriate time, the appropriate context, not just the day of the week, not just the date of the year, but the situation to which it's relevant. You'll have some sukkim that are relevant to different situations in life, and you see some sort of some types of tehillim are appropriate for one context or another context, etc. Every pasuk has its day. Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif in Brachos says that k'shehadvarim tovim be'enei ha'adam yesh lo cheshek la'omram. When a person understands the appropriateness of the pasuk on that particular day, there's a desire to say it. It touches you in a deeper way. He says, Alpha Pisha Kriyasa Psukim Tovim L'chol Ha'olam. Psukim are always great, wonderful. You know, they're always intellectual and thoughtful and sophisticated. He says, but when you do it in its appropriate time, when you figure that out, because, of course, timing is everything, they are more helpful, they allow you to connect to them better, and they'll be more inspirational. There's this idea as well, Rabbi Nobachia says, perhaps the final interpretation that we'll share, he says, and this perhaps is the most relevant one to our conversations, Rabbi Nobachia says in his Hakdama to Parashat Tazria, he says, Kimi shahei medaber shirin beveis ha'avel. Let's say a person's singing in a house of mourning. O inyanei avel beveis ha'mishta. Or he's talking about mourning in a house of celebration. Right, his conversation is inappropriate. Mama odie in bilti masudavaroi. How inappropriate and out of order is this guy? Vahu davar shlobi ito, and that's an example of somebody who is in his improper time. Ki afal pisha adam medaber nechochos v'inyanim sechliyim amitim. He might be saying deep and wise and profound things. Yesh lo lehisgaber al ta'avaso. A person should be careful to overcome his desire of a limshol berucho and to rule over his spirit. Shlo yidaber min hanechochos haheim rak davar beito. He shouldn't speak of these opposites, the opposite things that you shouldn't be talking about. Timing is everything. Whether it comes to our tefillos, whether it comes to psukim, whether it comes to choosing every day's pasuk, or that every pasuk has its day. And finally, of course, a person should understand in context where they are. Timing is everything. Not every conversation or every Dvar Torah is appropriate for every minute, and a person should be sensitive to the surroundings and the context to make sure that what they're saying is always said in its proper time. Have a great day.